Shippy's parents, family, and friends. Welcome to the July 29th, 2023 version of the Happy Camping and Love podcast. I know this has been long awaited. I've been promising it for days, and I do apologize for the delay. But this pod is going to rock, and it is going to roll, because I have a fabulous co-host. Please state your name.
Jacqueline R.
Hi, Jacqueline R. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Have you ever been on the pod?
I think so.
All right, good. And what cabin are you in, Jacqueline?
I'm in Lakeview.
How's Lakeview?
It's good.
Yeah? Good. And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
Six summers.
How does the summer of 2023 compare with past summers?
So far, it's the best summer yet.
Wow, that's what I like to hear. It's kind of cool to be in the oldest cabin.
Yeah, it is. It's also a lot of responsibility.
That is true. How have you handled that responsibility?
I think I've handled it by just, like, branching out to younger campers, making sure, like, they feel involved, and, like, just, like, trying to make connections with people all across camp, even if I don't know who they are.
That's awesome. I think you've been doing an excellent job of those things, so thank you.
Of course.
And Jacqueline, can you tell me, what is your favorite daytime activity at Chippewa?
Probably water skiing.
Ooh, that's nice. That's, I would say, in the top one or two activities at Chippewa. What are you working on in water skiing right now?
I'm working on dropping and crossing because I just passed dropping in and around.
Wow. How does it feel to be up on one ski?
It's a very interesting feeling. I never thought I would be able to do it because my first summer had some problems with the lake. Let's just put it that way.
And you've come a long way.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we always tell campers is keep trying, because at some point it will click. So even if it's hard and doesn't seem like it's ever going to work, keep pushing, especially at something like water skiing.
Of course. Like, I couldn't get up for my first, like, three or four summers.
But you kept going.
Yeah.
Way to persevere.
Thank you.
Excellent. And Jacqueline, what has been the best moment of the summer for you so far?
That would be hard, but probably when we got to show everyone our everyone walking into the mess hall on 4th of July, I think that was just, like, so surreal because we spent so many late nights and just, like, so long planning it to make sure that it was so special for everyone in camp. And to find out that everyone loved our theme and loved the food we had and just, like, had a great time, just, it was the best thing I could have asked for.
It's awesome. It's very rewarding, I am sure.
Of course.
And as I've said to all of those co-hosts who have preceded you, you guys did a fantastic job, and your hard work certainly paid off. So I'm glad you felt it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, well, what do you say we get going with our other guests today?
Okay, sounds good.
I'll see you at the end of all this.
See you later.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Bye.
Good morning, Chippies. I am now joined by, please state your name.
Ellie M.
Ellie M, what cabin are you in?
Lucky Bar X.
And how is Lucky Bar X?
Really good.
Good. And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
This is my first.
First summer. Welcome to camp. And you are joined by?
Lauren G.
Hey, Lauren G.
Hello.
What cabin are you in?
I'm also in Lucky Bar X.
Oh my gosh, we got a little camper counselor action here.
Yes.
Great. And Lauren, how many summers have you been coming
it
to
It is my eighth summer this year.
Eighth summer. You're making your way up there.
Up there.
Fantastic. And where are we right now, guys?
We're on Trampol.
Trampol. I had to come over because Lauren and Ellie were first playing a cute little game of Trampol.
Yes.
Then it looked like, Lauren, were you doing popcorn?
Yeah, we were playing popcorn.
Nice. Was that cool?
Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you so hot right now?
It is hot.
Yeah, it is scorching.
We've been jumping for 10 minutes and I'm already out of breath.
10 minutes?
It's
been a while. All right, Ellie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is your favorite daytime activity at Chippewa?
The first or second day, I did belly tubing, and it was really fun.
That sounds fun. So you would like to do that again?
Yeah.
All right. I think you'll get a chance before your summer is over.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
And Lauren, do you have a favorite daytime activity?
I really like sailing because it was also my favorite activity as a camper. But now that I'm a lifeguard, I get to be on the jet ski and I get to watch all the campers sail and I get to have fun with them. So I really like that.
I love that. Ellie, do you sail?
No.
Is that something you're considering doing?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'll take a maybe, Lauren.
Yeah, she should. It's the best activity.
Agreed. All right, and Ellie, what has been the best part of your Chippewa experience so far?
Maybe tubing.
Tubing. So you're just obsessed with tubing.
She really likes tubing.
Good. All right. Have you made any new friends?
Yeah.
Yes. And has there been any evening programs that you've liked?
I like the camping trip because we got to eat s'mores. Ooh. And I like Sandstorm because the sand felt really good because it was moist. And it was fun.
Good. Yes. So you've had some highlights.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you brought up Sandstorm, are you a tan or are you a white?
A tan.
A tan. Very nice. And I had another question, but now I'm forgetting, but it sounds like you've had some good times so far at camp.
Yeah.
Good. And Lauren, what has been the best part of your summer so far?
I think the best part has been, making new connections with my campers and just hanging out before bedtime and after lunch. Those are my favorite parts of camp.
Awesome. Well, thank you both.
Thank
you. I'm sorry to have interrupted your popcorn, but have fun.
We will tube a lot for Ellie.
Bye.
Bye.
Here we are, just after second period. I am joined by
Haley B.
Riley S.
Emma A.
How are you, girls?
Good.
Good. What cabin are you each in?
A-frame.
Cactus.
And how are A-frame and Cactus?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. How many summers have you each been coming to Chippewa Ranch Camp?
This is my fourth year.
This is my third.
This is also my third.
And so together that makes how many?
10.
Good. So happy 10-year, girls. Collectively, we will celebrate that at least for the next 2 to 3 minutes. All right. So you're in here for a very specific reason. Can you tell us about your accomplishment from this morning?
We solo sailed.
Can you say that a little bit louder for the folks at home?
We all solo sailing.
Wow. So what is solo sailing?
Sailing by yourself.
So you have to do both jobs?
Yeah.
And rig the boat by yourself?
And de-rig main sheet and tiller by yourself.
And sail by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever done that before?
No.
How was the wind today?
It was kind of windy.
It was
kind of scary. You were going really fast.
Wow.
I was capsized.
I was the one that didn't have any issues.
Yeah, I crashed into the trees when I was trying to catch the buoy.
I was on such a big tilt.
You were?
Like, I was almost, like...
Whoa, like, almost straight up and down.
Yeah, it was so scary.
That's fun.
It was funny to watch.
What inspired you to try to do this?
Well, because our sailing class is only the three of us, and we all know how to do both jobs, and we, really wanted to, be able to, choose, what we want to do, so we wanted to try it out.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, that is very neat. I like that you guys wanted to do it, that you were motivated. True or false, the way you, as you get older, try out for the sailing team is by solo sailing?
Yeah,
I think.
I have no idea. I think so.
I don't know, I think so.
Okay, so you are likely to be future senior sailing team members?
Yeah.
Great. All right, a couple other questions. What is your favorite daytime activity?
Skiing, sailing, or swimming.
So the water is your jam.
Yeah.
Interesting that you listed swimming. You like swimming this year?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. People are into the swim program this summer. All right, Riley, favorite daytime activity?
Water skiing and sailing.
Water, so you're another water bug. And Emma?
It's sailing.
Sailing. Wow. I like that you guys like sailing so much. It's an important camp skill. So good. And what has been the best moment or the best part of hashtag the ranch 2023 for each of you thus far?
Probably all the birthdays in my cabin, because it's really fun, so we all celebrate together, and just activities in general, like the age group activities, because we all have a lot of age group.
Yeah.
Classes, so it's really nice being with the full age groups and bonding.
That's awesome. It's about the people around here, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Riley?
Probably, like, passing a bunch of water skiing levels because, like, I started on, like, a low level and now I'm on, like, a higher level and I'm, like, really proud of myself.
Wow, you should be. Can you tell us more specifically? What did you start at? Where are you now?
I started this summer on getting up and around and now I'm on dropping and crossing.
Holy cow! You are flying through those levels. So, last summer did you ski?
Yeah.
But you hadn't gotten up and around?
Also that.
Wow. You too, Haley?
Yeah, I went from crossing the wakes to dropping.
Amazing. So have you each dropped a ski yet?
Yeah.
And like, I have for a few seconds, right. But not time.
I have. Okay.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations to both of you. That is very cool.
Thank you.
And Emma, the highlight of your summer so far?
I like how I mixed with the cabins a lot this year because I think you've just, like, built a bunch of bonds with other people.
Great. I love that. That's awesome. There's still plenty of time to hang out with your previous camp friends, and now you can broaden your horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Very cool. All right, you three. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the podcast listeners tonight? I'm taking your silence as a no. Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
See you
later. Bye. I'm now joined by an after-lunch guest who goes by the name of...
Blair S.
Hi, Blair. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Blair, what cabin are you in?
I'm in Copper Stripes.
How's Copper Stripes?
It's really fun. I love my cabin.
Good. You love the physical cabin?
Yeah.
And do you love your cabin mates?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about your counselors?
Oh, they're the best.
Aw, that's very nice and sweet. I agree, you have a good cabin. And Blair, how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
This is my third summer.
And how's the third summer comparing to the others?
It's going good. It's my first year as a hunter for Tan and White, so excited about that.
Good. Are you looking forward to Realm?
Yes.
Yes, good. Have you gone to Realm school yet?
Yeah.
So you know what to expect as a hunter?
Yeah, yesterday. I think we're having another meeting today.
Very exciting. Good. And Blair, what is your favorite daytime activity at Chippewa?
I'd have to say, like, maybe water skiing and, like, in the water skiing and on land. I'd have to say, like, the wall when we zipline. Like, that's really fun. I love ziplining.
Yeah. Can you get all the way to the top of the new climbing wall?
Yeah, I've gone up both walls before.
Wow. And Blair, what has been the best moment of your summer thus far?
Probably, like, I don't have a favorite moment. It's all, like, been so amazing, so.
Well, I like that. It's been a good summer, I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. And before you head back to lip sync practice, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
Yeah. I miss you, Mom and Dad, and Owen and Otis.
Very nice. All right, Blair, you rock. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. I now am joined by some pre-dinner guests before we get ready for the barbecue. I have this nice little group in here. Please state your name.
Sage L.
Avery J.
Blake P.
Welcome to the pod, girls. How are you?
Good.
Very yes.
Are you excited to be on the podcast tonight?
Yes.
I'm famous.
You are going to be famous. It is true. So, tell me, what cabin are you each in?
Circle C.
Circle C.
And once again, Circle C.
Circle C represent. Awesome. And how many summers have you each been coming to Chippewa?
Two.
Three.
This is my first.
So we've got one, two, and three. And how is the summer going?
Good.
Amazing.
Slay.
Slay the day, / slay the summer. All right,
agreed.
First question. What is your favorite daily activity? Sage?
Probably skiing.
Skiing, and where are you at in skiing? What are you working on?
Getting up for 10.
Awesome. And what about you, Avery?
My favorite is skiing too.
And what are you working on?
Dropping for 10.
Ooh, how many have you dropped for?
Like 8, but like 9. But
so you're close.
Yeah.
Good. And Blake, what is your favorite activity?
Also skiing.
Huh, what are you working on?
Getting up.
Awesome. So we are all working towards a goal, and I hope that you achieve that goal before these 4 weeks are over. Now, next question. What has been the very best part of your Chippewa summer so far? Sage?
Probably lip sync.
You had fun at lip sync?
I like tan and white.
Are you a tan or are you a white?
I'm a white.
Very nice. And Blake?
Sandstorm was really fun.
Yeah, that was an awesome game. Are you a tan or are you a white?
I'm a white.
Nice. And as long as I'm asking, Sage, what are you?
A tan.
A tan. So we got a tan and two whites. Excellent. Is there anything else you would each
what
or
are
any
you
of you?
Series?
Oh, I'm a neutral. Oh. Is there anything else you guys would like to say to the podcasting world this evening?
Have a good rest of your day.
Have a good summer.
I know it.
All right, thanks for being on here, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
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 Good evening, folks. I am now joined by a very wonderful, independent, kind camper who goes by the name of
Logan R.
Hi, Logan R. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Logan R., what cabin are you in?
Circle C.
And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa Ranch Camp?
This is my second summer.
And how does your second summer compare to your first?
I'm happy that I decided to go 8 weeks.
Good. I'm also happy. I couldn't have imagined if you left after four. All right, great. And what is your favorite daytime activity?
Skiing.
Skiing. That's a popular one. What are you working on right now?
Dropping and getting around the lake.
Ooh. So have you dropped and stayed up for 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. Was it challenging to stay up for 10 seconds?
Very challenging.
Is it like super wobbly?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
So what do they recommend that you do? What do the instructors tell you?
Try to like look at something that's balancing.
Okay. Very nice. And are you getting closer and closer to around the lake?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, good luck. I have faith in you. You still have another little while left. Think you can do it before the end of the summer?
Hopefully.
I agree. I think so. All right, next question. What has been the best moment of your summer so far?
Watching my sister come to camp and my cousin.
That is very sweet. Both first-time campers.
Yeah.
And how do you think they're doing?
Good.
Good. Are you giving them a lot of love?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you take any activities with them?
I take softball with my sister.
Oh, that's nice. And you've never had family at camp before, correct?
No.
But you like having family at camp?
Yes.
Does it seem like a lot of responsibility?
Kind of, but not really.
You're happy to take it on.
Yeah.
Good. That's very kind of you. Not surprised to hear that from you. Okay, and Logan, is there anything else you want to tell our podcast listeners tonight?
Not really.
Well, thanks for being on. And thank you for being such an awesome camper.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job. Before we depart for our evening program, I got three more guests for you all tonight. Please state your name.
Lily R. Dylan C. Chloe M.
Welcome to the Pod Girls. How's it going?
Good.
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 We had a nice day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. And you're just coming back from barbecue?
Yes.
Was it good?
It was yes. Very good.
Very.
What did you each eat?
I had a burger and chips.
I had a burger watermelon. And chips.
I had a burger with pesto pasta and water bottle.
Ooh, and yummy, watermelon. Yummy. All right, and what cabin are you guys in?
Boots.
Boots and saddles. Okay. And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
Three.
Wow, you guys have a lot in common. And tell me, we'll start with Lily, what is your favorite daytime activity?
Water skiing.
What are you working on right now in water skiing, Lily?
Dropping?
Are you getting close?
Sort of.
All right. Do you think that you might achieve it by the end of the summer?
Yes.
Yes. I like the positive attitude. Dylan, what is your favorite activity?
water skiing.
Oh, interesting. And Dylan, what are you working on in water skiing?
Crossing.
Ooh. All right, have you crossed any wakes?
Yes.
How many?
1.5.
1.5. So you're getting there. Do you think you will have crossed the wakes by the end of the summer?
Yes.
Excellent. I like that attitude. And Chloe, yes. What is your favorite activity?
Water skiing.
Wow. Can't believe it. I will admit that's been most people's response. And Chloe, mm-hmm. What are you working on in water skiing?
Dropping.
And where are you at in the process?
Like, I've dropped for like 5 seconds.
Okay, so halfway.
Yeah.
Do you think that you will drop and stay up for 10 seconds before the end of the summer?
Yes.
Agreed. Optimism. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Lily, we're back to you. What has been the best moment of your summer so far?
When I was Kahuna Day captain.
Yes, that was a pretty big deal. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. How did it feel to be up there holding that torch when you heard your name announced?
Good.
Good. Did you feel any pride?
Yes.
Do you believe that you are going to lead a team to fun and spirit and maybe even victory on Thursday?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I wish you luck, and I am very happy for you and proud of you. Thank you for your leadership. Dylan, best moment of your summer?
I think when I got here.
When you got here, just stepping back on campgrounds?
Yeah.
What did that feel like?
Home.
Oh, well, that is very sweet. Nothing makes my heart happier than hearing that. Nice. Okay, and Chloe, how about you?
Like, getting to camp and, like, finding out my cabin.
You were pretty happy with your cabin placements?
Yeah. Same with me.
Yeah, you guys have a dece cabin, I'd say. What about your counselors?
I love our counselors.
They're the best.
So you're living large in Boots, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear. What?
Supreme Cabin.
Supreme Cabin. Nice. Okay. And last but not least, is there anything else you would like to tell our podcast listeners tonight?
No way.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, guys.
What is it?
Live every moment and keep on smiling.
Agreed. I'm with you on that. Any other last words?
Bye.
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 Thanks, guys. And we are back. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
How was your day?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, can you give us a rundown of it, please?
Sure. So, I started off with cleaning my cabin. I was princess today, which was nice.
Ooh.
But, so then I went to fishing. And then after fishing, I was supposed to have archery, but I had realm school.
Ooh. So tell us, what did you do in realm school?
We found out about this little new thing called the annihilation cannon. really scared of that one.
What does it mean?
It means whoever throws it is sacrificing themselves. Oh, also, take this information with a grain of salt. A lot of this is in, quote-unquote, beta development. But whoever throws it is out of the game forever, apparently. Like, even if in future realms, I don't know. It's confusing. And then we don't know what it does, but we know if it's used in a castle attack and it's thrown, like, over the castle wall, it's, like, bad and, like, everyone's out or something. And then it can
sounds
also
scary.
It could also be used in a house attack, but it's most likely going to be used in, like, a castle attack.
Cool. So you learned a lot of new things in realm school.
Yeah, there's, like, a new house for the Braves, a new round table position, which seems interesting. It's, like, it's a hive hunter because, like, the hunters are, like, doing the scavenger hunt to try and find chess pieces. And then, like, the new round table position, like, they try and knock off the pieces. I don't know exact details because it doesn't really apply to me. But, yeah, it seems interesting because it can knock off a different person from the round table and, like, make them out of the game for a certain duration of time.
Cool. And how excited are you for the start of Realm?
Oh, so excited. So excited to find out what army I'm in tomorrow. A little nervous, but mostly excited because I think I'll be in a good army. Yeah. Just keeping positive thoughts.
I like that attitude. Good. And what happened after Realm School this morning?
After Realm School, we had lunch.
It was a good lunch. It was chicken nuggets with curly fries. Very good lunch. And then after lunch, we learned lip sync. Yeah, because lip sync is tomorrow. And I learned our dance. I actually kind of know it, which is surprising because I'm not a great dancer. But I'll figure it out.
Is it good?
Yeah. People in the cabin made it up. Oh. Sadie and Sydney.
Cool. And do you like the song?
Mm-hmm. Good. I really like the song.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then after that, I changed for riding. And I rode red today. And I did some jump practice. And then I finally went over a jump, which was super fun.
Wow. Was that your first time ever?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Okay. I was just doing like more Miss Rodeo prep, which is next Sunday. So a week from today?
From tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is exciting because I did it last year, but it was good, but it was just like wet. It like just rained and it just was very intimidating.
It was rainy last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you excited for it next Sunday?
Yes,
you
I am.
You feel ready?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just gonna practice every day after Realm because we don't have lessons, but horses are involved in Realm now.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Neat, interesting.
Interesting twist from season one, a retro rule.
Totally. Cool. And then we had barbecue dinner.
Yes, we did.
What'd you have?
I had a hot dog with ketchup, relish, and then I had a side of pickles. I had some pasta salad, some pesto pasta salad, and then I had a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
So are you a fan of barbecue?
I am.
Good. Glad to hear it, as mm-hmm. am I.
Yep.
What was this evening's program?
We had a Menominee social.
And how was that?
It was interesting, because usually Menominee social second session is color run, but this time it was a Kentucky Derby program. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
All right, and now we are back.
Yeah.
Very nice. That was a very good rundown of the day.
Thank you.
I would just like to point out a couple of things.
Let's go.
Yeah. We also had some exciting skiing achievements. Ooh. Katie M. got up and around the lake and crossed on one ski.
Impressive.
Agreed. Also, Viv L. got up and around on two skis.
Ooh. Yes. That took me a while to do.
It's not easy. Izzy M. got up on two skis for 10 seconds. Annie F. crossed the wakes on two skis, and Stella G dropped a ski.
Woo. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So we are coming to an end. Jacqueline, thank you very much.
Thank you for co-hosting. Having me as the co-host for today's episode.
Anytime. After you wrote that amazing Sari Diaries, I knew you were the right person for this job.
Thank you. I'm happy to write any more Sari Diaries if you need.
Ooh. Thank you. I appreciate that and just might take you up on it.
Okay.
Cool. So as most people listening know, we did promise a Day of Songfest podcast.
Yeah.
And we got started on it. We weren't able to finish it because of the events of the day.
Yeah.
But we have an extended scenes part of this episode. So if you stay on after Jacqueline and I are done, you will have the chance to hear Ellie C, Lakin E, Logan W, Sage L, who was also on today's, Annabelle K, Jada C, Parker R, Sydney B, Mackenzie A, Zora L, Electra C, Elise M, and Reese P. They are all on the extended cut, so stay tuned if you want to hear what they have to say about Songfest and their summer at CRC.
They'll have some nice things to say about Songfest. You should stick around and listen.
Agreed. So with that, I would like to, once again, thank you, Jacqueline.
Of course, anytime.
And thank you all of our podcast listeners tonight. Happy camping and love.
You gotta smile, that smile, that winning way. And when you look at her,
thanks, Jacqueline. Good work.
Thanks.
See you later. Welcome to the Happy Camping and Love podcast, girls. How are you?
Good.
Good. Please state your name, your cabin, and how many summers you have been coming to Chippewa Ranch Camp.
I'm Logan W. It's my third summer at camp, and I'm in Circle C. Hi, I'm Ellie C. This is my third summer at camp, and I'm in Lucky Bar.
I'm Lakin E, and it's my third summer at camp, and I'm in Circle C.
Hello, you all. What's going on?
Nothing.
How was the morning?
Good.
What did you all have?
Swimming and play.
I had swimming and sailing.
Nice. How is the play going?
Good.
Good. The Little Mermaid?
Yes. Good.
Awesome. Really good. Ellie, are you in it?
Yeah, I just am in like a
Ellie's
different
a
day.
Different day because she's a different part.
Got it. And how was sailing?
It was good.
Did you catch any wind?
Yeah.
Nice. Who did you sail with?
Annabelle and Hattie.
Very nice. All right, first question I have for each of you is, what is a good, great thing, something that you like about Songfest?
Learning the song, because they're always different, so it's fun to learn it.
Nice.
I like walking in, because it like you get to sing like the first song like of Songfest that you sing.
That's cool.
I like about it is like the yucky beat, because like when you do, you get to do like different like motions for different like beat or something.
I also like when we walk in from the south field, because the whites come from the north field, so they're there before us, so they hear us like stomping in. And we're like the other half of camp, so it's like camp, a really long walk to do RTLT.
And you guys are all members of which team?
Tans.
And how do you think the Tan Songfest is going?
It's amazing. Really good. It's really good.
Are you excited?
Yeah, yeah. So excited.
Good, good. All right, one more question for you. What has been the best moment of your summer thus far?
Probably passing lifting, because it took me a really long time and I was really excited when I passed.
That's amazing. When did you pass?
Like the second week of first session.
Well, that's a big deal. Lifting is not easy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ellie?
Mine was when I passed crossing the wakes on one. So, like, it was, like, a big accomplishment for me. So then I can be in the last level for me. So it's, like, close to being a chippy bat.
Nice. What is the last level?
Cutting.
So you're working on that now?
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's good. I know how to. It's just different.
Yeah. All right. Keep working at it. Good job.
Thank you. Mine was when I was like lifting like the same thing as Logan, because it just like took me a very long time. And when I was like skiing, like I didn't know that I was lifting, because they were just like counting like the fingers down. So I didn't know. And like also like dropping, because like I feel like I knew how to drop, but like it took me like a little bit to like figure it out. But
dropping's really fun.
So yeah. You guys have lifted and dropped this summer?
I haven't passed dropping. I dropped 7 seconds.
Oh.
I dropped for 4.
It was really fun.
So you're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think before the end of the summer you have a chance of dropping and staying up for 10?
Yes.
I have faith in both of you. Ellie, do you have faith in them?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Ellie.
Well, is there anything else any of you would like to say to our podcast listeners tonight?
Hi, Mother. Hi, Dad. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa.
That's sweet.
Camp is very fun this year.
It is. Hi, Mom and Dad. Camp is really fun.
I miss you
guys really much.
Okay.
Well, thank you all for being here, for being on the pod, for being Chippewa enthusiasts.
Woo!
For being excellent big sisters. And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Bye.
All
right, I am now actually down by the ski docks. You might hear some background noise of those swimmers at Free Swim. I am now joined by
Sage L, Jada C,
Parker R,
Annabelle K.
Welcome to the pod, girls. You excited?
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Good.
Good. What cabin are each of you in?
Circle C.
Wagon Ridge.
Lucky Bar.
And how is the tri-cabin?
Good.
You like it there?
Yeah.
The bathroom's not that close.
Yeah, you guys are doing a good job keeping them clean.
Yeah.
Well, they're still clogged.
Well, question for you all. How many summers have you been coming to Chippewa Ranch Camp?
Two. Three.
All right, so collectively, what is 3 + 2 + 2 + 2?
10?
Close?
Nine.
So we've got 9 summers. You guys together are going to have your 10-year soon. You know, like, if you add up all your years. Okay. Well, question for you, Sage.
What has been something that you have been enjoying about Songfest?
Everything.
So you like Songfest? The practices are fun? Yeah? You think the performance is going to be pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, I wish you luck. Have some fun, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Jada, what have you enjoyed about Songfest so far?
Learning the song.
Learning the song?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
But we can talk about it in front of us.
Nope, don't talk about that theme. Parker, what have you been enjoying about Songfest?
Hanging out with everybody on the dance team.
Oh, that is a good part about it. You get a lot of quality time with your team?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's fun learning all, like, the stuff.
All right, Annabelle's doing some moves. You guys all know your moves?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
All right, she's not actually doing the moves, just a move. Annabelle, what do you like about Songfest?
Where my spot is, because I used to get to sit in a chair.
Ooh, that is lucky. All right, but overall, have you guys been enjoying the Songfest experience?
Yeah.
And you're ready for tonight?
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a really good time.
I hope you like our thing.
Yeah, I hope I like it too. Do you think I'm going to?
Yeah.
I bet I will. All right, and just real quick, whip around. What team are you on, Annabelle?
White.
Tan.
Sage, all right. So we've got, a little bit of a rivalry here. That sounds good.
Whoa.
All right, next question. We've had, for each of you, about 6 weeks of camp so far.
Yeah.
What has been the very best part, Sage?
Probably tan and white. And hanging out with my cabin.
So you're happy doing tan and white and hanging with your cabin. It's a good sign, because that's a big part of camp. All right, well, excellent. Jada, what about you?
The boat's coming.
Also tan and white and
you
hanging
like
with our cabin.
Also, and hanging out with the cabin?
Yeah.
Parker?
I like tan and white, and I enjoy skiing, and I also like hanging out with the whole tri-cabin.
Nice. Annabelle?
I like skiing, tan and white, and, like, the evening activities.
Right.
And, like, yeah.
Here is my last question. Is there anything else you want to say to our podcast listeners tonight?
No.
Have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy skiing.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And I'm back. I have another group hanging out at the ski docks, which is also known, I don't know if you guys know, as Lizzie's Landing. Got named that for her 15 year. Please state your name, how many summers you've been coming to camp, and what cabin you are in.
I'm Sydney B. This is my third summer, and I'm in Timberwalk.
My name's Mackenzie A. This is my fourth summer, and I'm in C-Bar.
My name is Zora L. This is my first year, and I'm in Timberwalk.
My name is Electra C. This is my first summer, and I'm in Cactus.
My name is Elise M. This is my third summer, and I'm also in Cactus.
Welcome to the pod, girls.
Yay.
Hi.
How do you feel about being on tonight?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm happy to have you. First question, what is something that you like about or are excited for in terms of Songfest?
Probably seeing what the other team has, what the other team's performing.
Nice.
Watching my friends.
Awesome.
I'm excited to see their performance. I like that it kind of like brings cabins together because you kind of have to like spend time with each other and practice, and it brings a lot of people together.
Yeah, it's good camaraderie. Agreed. Awesome. And thus far, in your Chippewa summer, for each of you, that's been 2 weeks. What has been the very best part?
Probably the lake.
You love the lake, Sydney.
I love the lake.
Agreed.
Horseback riding.
Oh, Mackenzie goes for horseback riding.
Big and Sister Little Night.
Oh, Zora likes Big and Little Sister Night. What was the first name of your big sister?
Stella.
Stella, she's a good big sis.
Yeah.
All right, good. Electra?
Probably town day, water skiing, climbing and ropes.
So you've got a lot of things that are the best. I like
yeah.
that.
Just like all the activities, specifically like I love archery and sailing.
Are you getting close to the gold club, Elise?
Yeah. I have 21 left.
Ooh.
But I got 29 in like 2 days. So
it's very doable.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you, girls. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our podcast listeners this evening?
You should come to Chippewa Rams Camp because they're really funny and they have really good food.
Ooh, yes, I like it.
Yeah, come to Chippewa Ranch Camp because it's fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Good night.
All right, thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. I am back with a very special guest. Please state your name.
Reese P.
Hi, Reese P. How are you?
Good.
Good. And Reese P., what cabin are you in?
Rafter.
How is Rafter?
Good.
You like it in there?
Uh-huh.
Good. And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
One.
This is your first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it so far?
It's really fun.
It is fun. Good. I'm glad you feel that way. And are you on the tan or the white team?
Tan.
Tan team. What has been a fun part about the practices?
Them putting us in, like, teaching us the dance and all that.
You like that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And are you excited for the performance tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Are you excited to see the whites perform?
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Their theme is cool.
It is. Good. Yeah. And do you think I'm going to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. Good. Reese, you've been at camp for 2 weeks. What has been the best moment of camp for you?
Signing up for activities and getting into all of them.
You like that. Good. Do you have a favorite activity?
Mm.
What?
Well, I have two.
Okay, let's hear it.
Kayaking and pottery.
Ooh. Those are good activities. One land, one water.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And is there anything else you would like to tell everybody listening about your Chippewa experience?
No, not really.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.